sprayed and.
Did y'all ever get that disease that would make your skin turn yellow around here? Eyes turn yellow, anything like that?
That's, I know what you call it. Let's see. Yeah, my brother, I got that at sea.
And other sort of things they would, do you ever remember any old time remedies they would give people for? That disease, yellow.
Yellow jaundice, what you're trying to talk about. Turn yellow.
But did.
It has been.
Did y'all ever remember, would they ever give you anything for, do they have any old time remedies that you can remember? Sure.
Well, I remember remedies for wounds and things, like you'd stick a nail in your foot and it would be to pat the thing and then put a poultice of fat meat on it or something like that, to draw poison out, things like that. And then they would make poultices out of strong menthol type salves to clear up breathing in your chest. And they used to have some, but they weren't really homemade. They were drugs that you could buy in those days, the ones that I remember, like Vacher Balm and Dick Salve.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, a whole
Haddock
menthol. Well, Haddock, yeah, well, that was a tonic, an iron tonic, made by a dead little bump on Abbeville. I remember my mother talking about things that her grandmother made and things like that, and from up in that area around Madisonville and Robert, different things. And some of those remedies they made for you, I'd rather die.
Would they ever use a kind of part of the tree that was underneath the ground?
Yeah, well, it's a common thing around here now. A lot of the old timers will go back in the swamp and dig sassafras root, which just about smells like root beer. They have a lot of that in this area.
They make tea
out of that, and they drink it for this time of the year. It's supposed to be a great time to drink it because it's another blood tonic and another thing my mother used to make this time of the year. And insists we drink a lot. Used to make lemonade at the start of the summer when the spring got hot and put cream of tartar in it. Was supposed to thin your blood. But from the winter, they say in the winter your blood gets thicker to help you stay warmer, and then you should thin it before the summer sets in,
Yes.
And that was one of the remedies that.
Did it, you get a lot of more infections and stuff like that? I bet you did. I hear they would always get a lot more.
I really don't remember infections being too prevalent in those days. I know they took less caution against having infection, which probably caused some infection to get as bad as it got.
Yeah, well, say you got a scratch in your hand or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you got a scratch or you cut your hand while you were working, or most
your hand
old fellows would just let it